The Conservative and Unionist Party.
Britain's Conservative Party announced Tuesday that Boris Johnson has won the election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister. In his first words following the announcement, Johnson said that as prime minister, he will deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat opposition, not necessarily an ideal approach.
I know some wag has already pointed out that deliver, unite, and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can do.
Johnson will officially replace Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday as she steps down following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. According to the state news agency KCNA, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected a large newly built submarine reported on Tuesday, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, all of Washington and assuredly most of the U.S. will be abuzz as the nation's capital braces for special counsel Robert Mueller's appearance before two House committees this week. The Department of Justice has sent Mueller a letter telling him to stick to the information contained in his written report. Will President Trump be tuning in?
No, I'm not going to be watching. Probably. Maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller because you can't take all those bites out of the apple. We had no collusion, no obstruction. We had no nothing. We had a total no collusion finding.
This is VOA News. Well, President Trump met with the Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan.